Rabbi Harlan, Rabbi Blau, Dr. Rothenberg, Rashi HaYeshiva, members of the administration and faculties of Yeshiva, students and guests. It is with a great deal of pleasure that I welcome you to this, the second of our series of Torah Umada lectures at Yeshiva. As director of Yeshiva's Torah Umada project, which is sponsoring tonight's shiur, and together with Dr. Daniel Rothenberg, the educational coordinator of the project, we'd like to express our profoundest hakaras hatov to Harav Soloveitchik for so graciously accepting our invitation to address us this evening. It is a great zechus for all of us to have this opportunity to hear from Harav Soloveitchik on a very important and a very timely subject. Dr. Rothenberg and I would also like to express our sincerest thanks to many of the deans, directors, and faculty members of Yeshiva with whom we have consulted and from whose advice we have benefited during these past few months, both at Yeshiva College as well as Stern College. In particular, we would like to thank Rabbi Yosef Blau, the Mashgiach Ruchani of Yeshiva, for his time and his support and his suggestions from the very outset of our project. As you well know, Rabbi Blau has distinguished himself at Yeshiva for his integrity, deep care and concern for the Talmidim, and his personal involvement with them on all levels. It is with great pleasure that I present Rabbi Blau to introduce Harav Soloveitchik, who will address us this evening on the subject, Halachic Justification of Torah Umada as the Goal for Yeshiva University. Rabbi Blau.
Thank you, Rabbi Schachter. I personally appreciate the opportunity to introduce a Rebbe of mine, both as a student over a quarter of a century ago, we learned Maseches Pesachim, and now. This is in part an expression of Hakaras HaTov for a talk given on my behalf upon leaving Chicago after 3 years working for and with Harav Soloveitchik. An introduction to an audience that came solely to hear a speaker is at best brief, if not superfluous. The limitation of mitzvah shvacha b'fanav, of only being permitted to say a portion of one's praise in his presence, coupled with the risk that anything omitted might chas v'shalom be misconstrued, makes the task somewhat problematic. Let me focus only on those qualities of Harav Aaron Soloveitchik that relate directly to this shiur. He is totally halachic, fearless, and possesses impeccable integrity. Everything he will say this evening represents his halachic analysis of this critical issue for us at Yeshiva and for the entire Jewish community. There'll be no apologetics, no catering to a particular audience. As his Talmidim have learned to expect, Emes L'Amito Shel Torah, Morenu Rabbeinu Rav Aaron Soloveitchik.
topic of this lecture, as you all know, is halachic justification for Torah Mada as the goal for Yeshiva University. The pattern of this lecture this year will be different than the pattern of any other shiur that had delivered in the past. I decided that in view of the importance of this theme, Torah Mada, and also in view of the fact that the whole shiur will revolve around the Rambam, Rambam in Chazoka, Rambam in Shamishna, Rambam in Chubes, Rambam in Shmina Prokin. It will revolve around the Rambam, that it will only be proper to conform to the pattern of the Rambam. The Rambam in Zion Chazoka so adapted a very unique pattern. He has a preface, and then the preface consists of several elements. First of all, in the Hagdomah, the Rambam gives a whole account of the Maaseh of Torah Shebaal Peh, from Moshe Rabbeinu till Rabashi. Then he has an index. I think that Rambam was the first one in the world to write an index of the Sefer. And he mentions in detail every halacha, what din we need to discuss, what the Sefer will discuss. And also, in a brief way, he mentions all the mitzvahs asay and all the mitzvahs leis asay discussed in the Chazok, in Mishnah Torah. Then he starts Hilchas Yisidah Torah, but before he starts Hilchas Yisidah Torah, he has a short preamble. And the Rambam has a preamble before every halacha. And then at the end of the Yod Chazokah, he has an addendum. And it is interesting, the Rambam, even before the Hagdomah, he has a preamble. And then the Hagdomah. The preamble before the Hagdomah is the pasuk in Tehillim. Ozlei veish behabiti al kol mitzvah. Then he starts the Hagdomah. Then the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in a brief way. Then the index. He mentions in detail what halachas Yisidah Torah discusses, what halachas Hilchas Deyah discusses, what halachas Hilchas Talmud Torah discusses, and that he does with every halacha, all the other sections. I think he's the first one in the world to write an index, because the Rambam was so organized. And then he starts Hilchas Yisidah Torah. But before he starts Hilchas Yisidah Torah, he has a brief preamble. What's the preamble? Also a pasuk. Mishei chazdecho l'yidecho, beitzitkoscho l'yishchelei. And then Yisidah Torah, and all the Yudalah sections, that's why it's called Yad HaZokah. Then at the end he has an addendum. Nishlim. Hilchas Melachim. Ge'imei kol achim u'kulei. Boruch sho'oma. V'hoyo eilom. Bitrotei u'bichlom. It's interesting. And the Rambam was such a dyke. I mean, he counted every word that he wrote. So organized. So I think that it would be proper for me to conform in my own way. At kamo shekeichi magia, to conform to the pattern of the Rambam. Usually when I give a shiur, this kind of shiur, so the first part is aloche, the second part is ashkofe. Now, because of the nature of the theme of the shiur, so the shiur itself will consist of a halachic analysis of the questions and the problems involved in Torah Madabok. It will be halachic, not ashkofe. But of course, the ashkofe, the aloche, will be intertwined with ashkofe. However, I think that I will say some thoughts of ashkofe in the introduction. I'll conform to the pattern of the Rambam. So this also had a psiche, a preface, an introduction, then the text of the halachic analyses of the questions involved in Torah Madar as you go for Yeshiva University, and then there will be an agenda. I'll try to conform to the time limit of an hour and a half. And I will try to conform to the pattern of the Rambam, just as the Rambam, before he starts the text of Yoreh HaZokah. So he writes an index, what he's going to discuss. I'll try first to mention in a brief way what I'm going to discuss. Now, the halachic analyses will be considered from the point of view of five different perspectives. Perspective number one, the study of Madar as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Madar is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avas Abere, love of God. That's perspective number one. Perspective number two, the study of Madar as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Madar is conducive to Yishuv Eilam or Yishuv Medina, as the Michilte Parshaboy calls it, or the upbuilding of the world. Perspective number three, the study of Madar as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Madar is necessary as a medium towards self-fulfillment. Perspective number two consists of the study of Madar as a medium towards the Yishuv Eilam. They are building the world. But perspective number three consists of the study of Madar as a medium towards self-fulfillment, not a building of the whole world, not a building of the whole all the people, but self-fulfillment, self-upbuilding. That's also important. Perspective number four, the study of Madar as a complement or supplement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Madar is essential for a full understanding of Torah and for the application of the halacha to the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of life. As the Rambam in his Tshuva to Rabbi Yonos Nakir says, in response to the criticism that was leveled against the Rambam, that he spent too much time on philosophy and science and all the branches of wisdom. So the Rambam says, it's true that I spent a lot of time, much more time than I wanted, but kulom lo nilkichu, rak leitagoches, will eifes, ul rakoches, lito. I spent so much time only as an aid to the Torah. That's perspective number four. Perspective number five, the study of matter as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that a knowledge of matter in a broad sense is necessary in order that we may talk. Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, professionals should be able to inspire our Jewish brethren as well as our non-Jewish neighbors with the beauty of the Torah. As the Rambam again writes in his letter to Rabbeinu Sanhedrin, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea, Shaloi Nikchelu, Shaloi Nilkechu, all these chokhmahs, philosophy and science, all the branches of wisdom were taken by me only as cooks, as bakers, as helpers to the application of Torah, and also kidei lahalei so'amim ve'asorim es yofyo kitei vasmal. I'm quoting the Lashon of Rambam. In order to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty that is inherent in the Torah, I think that when the Rambam says lahalei so'amim ve'asorim es yofyo kitei vasmalehi, the Rambam didn't mean only Gentile nations. Within the category of Amin is included the Jewish nation as well. Even in the days of Rambam it was included, especially today when the overwhelming majority of Jews have no idea of the beauty of Torah. So of course there is a great purpose in learning Mada in order to be able to inspire our own brethren with the beauty of the Torah. And sometimes it is necessary to inspire ourselves with the beauty of Torah. Because, as the Sefer Hasidim says, and remember, the Sefer Hasidim wrote that in the 12th century, when Jews lived in ghetto, isolated from the Gentiles, still, he wrote in those days, in the 12th century, Minag Ayhudim Akila Yesa Pidim Shebehem Ki Minag Hagoyim Shebisechon Yesha. What should we say? When all of us, without any exception, are exposed to all the vulgar and hostile influences of the environment, we certainly have to be able to inspire not only other people and other nations, but ourselves. If Maldivian Jews, if Rabboni, have to inspire themselves with the beauty of the Torah. So these are the five perspectives that I'm going to discuss. Then, also as part of the preface to the Shir, I want to mention that when Rabbi Schechter and Dr. Rotenberg came to me and they asked me to deliver a lecture on Torah and Matter, I agreed. At first, I was unhappy with the expression Matter. At first, I thought that Matter is a modern term. Chochmo is a much better term, because Chochmo is a term that appears time and time again. Not only does it appear in Tanakh, it appears in the Torah itself, Kichoch Maschem, or the Maschem, or the Ham, and then in Tanakh, in Bim, in Ksuvim, it appears. And of course, in Chazal, it appears. And all the Sheinim talk about Chochmo. Mado is a new modern term. So we have to define what Mother is. Why discuss Torah and Mother? Let's discuss Torah and Chochmah. I don't like, you know, to be mifalko myself over names, but Mother is a new term. But I taught myself, and I decided to do some research on the term mother, whether mother is a modern term, or mother is as old-fashioned a term as Chochmah. So then I came to the conclusion, after doing a little research, that mother is not a modern term. Modern is just as old as Chochmah. We find in Tanakh, we find the term mother. Now we find it in two places. In Daniel, Daniel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet, Vayena Hamelech Leashpinas, Rav Soriso, Lehobim Ibn Yisrael, Mizera Hamucho, Uminakartimi, Yelodim Masharein Lehem Kol Yum, V'tei B'mare, U'maskilim B'chol Chochmo, V'yei Das U'mibinei Mado, מבינים מה דו? ואשקיע בהם לעמי בהיך על המלך וללמדון ספרו של כזה. So it's mentioned in Daniel. Then it is mentioned in דברי היומים. דברי היומים בייס פרק א' פוסיק או פסוקים Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. So he tells of the prayer made by Shlomo HaMelech to the Ribbono Shalom, that the Ribbono Shalom should grant him Chochmah Mada. Ato, Chochmah Mada, Mada, same word. Shlomo HaMelech used it, it's not a modern term. Ve'eitzol lifnei Om hazeh, והודיעו כי מי איש בן אס עמכו הזה אגב. שפרים המלך אסתות הריבני שלו, חוכמו ומדע כן. This is interesting that he said here it's מדה, the way we pronounce it. נדף כעבור הספרדי, אם עבור הספרדית, because here it's מדה, it's not מדה. מדה, שפרים המלך, ask for מדה. So it's not a modern thing. So in Pasuk in Daniel, so it's mentioned, Nebuchadnezzar was the one who had a positive attitude towards Mada. What kind of eye can we deduce from Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar is certainly no Pesach Ador. But here, it is Shloimei HaMelech himself who said to Rebbeinu Shalom, Ato Chochmah Umada Atenli, Ve'itzo Lifnei Yom Hazeh, והובאו כמי ישפט הסמוך הזה עברי. קראתי, מדה is a good thing. It's a blessing, it's a bounty. ואימר לכים משלמי, ים אשר הוסו זו ישימי בו בכו, ולשואלתו אישר מחוסים בכובית, ויש נפש סינכו, וגם יום רבים לשואלתו, ואתי אישר לכו, חוכמו ומדו. So the baby should have appreciated. Shlomo HaMelech's interest in Mada. Asher tishpeit esami, asher imlachtich olom, hachochmo vihamado nosomoch, veisher umichosim vichobit etemoch, asher lohoyotin lamochim, asher lifonecho, viachrecho loyekeim. So Mada is not in term. It's an old term. It's as old as the Torah itself. It's mentioned in Daniel, it's mentioned in Rayomim, and the Gemara in Brocha says that Nevi'im exhibiting while they were written years later, but they Baal-Peh, they were revealed by Sinai. So the term Mada is as old as the Torah. And as it appears from the Psukim in Divrei Hayomim, so Shlomo HaMelech himself had a positive attitude towards Mada. So I don't have to be ashamed. of having a positive attitude towards Maharaj Shlomo himself, and the Rebbeinu Shalom appreciated Shlomo HaMelech's positive attitude towards Maharaj. But the question is, what does Maharaj mean? What does Shlomo HaMelech mean by Maharaj? So the Malbim says in Divrei HaYomim that Maharaj means the same thing that it means in the near. Even though there, the interest in Madal was displayed by Nebuchadnezzar, and here the interest in Madal was displayed by Shlomo HaMelech, but it means the same thing. Now, what does it mean? So the Malbim, I'm quoting from the Lashon of the Malbim. Antonia, Alec, Posigimul Dalet, Yeshevdeil, Bein Das and Madam. There is a basic distinction between Das and Madam. Dvorim Protim, Shemasigim Alidei, Hachushim, Vehachino, Nikoin Das. That which is observed through the senses, and Trino he calls axioms, things that are perceived axiomatically, without any experiments. So that's called Das. Uklal hamado, asher miskapzo al deyedim sheinim, vati lelimudoruch, b'chol mini handis, Limpul Moshul, Chochmasateva, the Ofur, the Homini Chochmes, Shein Limudoruch, Nikoi Mado. So we have the mouth, he finds Mado, that this means anything that is developed by numerous and numerous people through the accumulation of experimentation and empiricism and deduction is called Mado. In other words, Mado means sciences, the Maot says it. So it's not a new term. And the concept of Mado as a supplement to Torah is not an alien concept. It's a concept that is in conformity to Torah. Then, so I decided, I'll use the expression Torah Mado, not Torah Chochmah, because it's not a modern expression. It's an ancient expression. It's an expression that is found in the Torah, and it has the same meaning in Torah. And then there's another reason as to why, at the end, after doing some research, I decided I will not use the expression Torah and Chochmah, but Dafke Torah Mado. And that is because the Rambam himself, so the first section, first Sefer, Yoreh HaZoko, he called Sefer Amar. He called Sefer Amar. And that's the first section. So I like to use the expression Torah and Mado rather than Torah and Chochmah. But I think that the preamble of the Rambam, so we have two preambles in the Rambam. One before the Adome, and one before Hilchas Yisidat Torah. The preamble before the Adome is the Posik Ozleivesh Be'abiti Al Kol Mitzvisach. And the preamble before Hilchas Yisidat Torah is Mishaych Chazdecho Le'idecho Be'tzidkoscho Le'yishchel. What's the meaning of these two preambles? Now, every expression in the Rambam, even an expression of a preamble of the Rambam requires limit. That's Torah itself. So, the preamble of Osme Beish, the Abitiel Kol Mitzvisecho, requires an explanation. And the preamble before Yilchas Yisevi HaTorah, of Nishay Chazdicho Liyedecho, the Tzitkos Chol Liyishrelei, requires an explanation. And the addendum of the Rambam, Nishlemu, Hilchas Molochim, Vime Achivo Kulei, Boruch Shomar, Vohoyo Elom, Bipoteo Bichlole, also requires an explanation. I'll try to explain. I heard from my mother, Zechena Levorcha, and my mother, Zechena Levorcha, as many of you know, was a big milomedes. She didn't go to university, but she was a big milomedes, my mother, Zechena Levorcha. So I heard from my mother, Zechena Levorcha, that there is a basic difference between the approach of the scientist and the approach of the poet. When a poet visits a fast, or a god, it's a botanical god, so the poet is not interested in each specific detail of the forest, in each specific detail of the garden, in each flower, in each leaf, in each branch, in each root, in each fruit. He's only interested in the overall image of the forest. He's only interested in the overall image of the garden and the expression that comes to his mouth is expressive of the idea expressed in Boruch Nafshi. When a scientist visits a garden, a forest, he's not interested in the overall image of the forest. Doesn't interest him. He's not attracted by it. He doesn't fire his imagination. He certainly doesn't fire his intellect. He's only interested in each detail. He sees there is a leaf in the forest. There is a leaf in the garden. So he takes one leaf and he cuts it up into little pieces and he puts the little piece, a fraction of the leaf, under the microscope and slides under the microscope. And then he examines it under the microscope and he says there's protoplasm, cytoplasm, all kinds of things. He's only interested in the detail, in the prat, not in the flower. The poet is not interested in the prat. He's not concerned about the details. He is only interested in the overall image. This I heard from another. I think it's a brilliant description of the different approaches shown by the scientist on one hand and by the poet on the other hand. Which approach is better? Both are necessary. Both are necessary. And as a matter of fact, the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Yisevi HaTorah, so he says, Rambam perveys mi Hilchas Yisevi HaTorah, aloch aleph ubeis, so aloch aleph he says, Hokeil hanirbod v'anero mitzvah la'avo yugiro yisei shenema v'yohafta Hashem lekecho v'nema res Hashem lekecho tiro b'chisati ha'derech le'avei es aloha beis b'shor she'yizbein odom b'maso u'bruo v'anifloim ha'deli b'yire mehen chochmosei she'in lo erech l'keitz מיד לב ומשבח ומפויר ומסעבה תבוק דלו לידע השם הגודל כמו שאום הדוד צמאו נפשו לקים בשם לך שאוכש וכשם לך שדיבור נאו עצמון מיד הומירת על אחירו ויפחת וידע שהוא בריאו קטנו שפירו אפירו ולמדס בידס קטנו מיוטו לפני תמין דייס כמו שאומר דוד, כי אלה שומע חומצי אז בסכו, יורח וכחול מה שכננת, מו אלה ישקיס יזכרני. ופי הדברים האלו אני מבוי הקורים גדלים, ממעשי ריבין הלומים, כדי שיהיו פסח, למיידים, לאירס השם. כמו שאומרו חכמים, בעניין אבו, שמתרקח התומקירס משום אבו יורח. That's in Pergveis, Milchus Yisida Atere, Halachalik Beis. Then again, in Pergdalek Milchus Yisida Atere, Bismani Shodom Yisbeinen Bidvori Meilu, Ummacher Kolabruin, Mimaloch Bigalgal, Biodom Kayeitzibay, Biyire Chochmosi Shalakabish Boruchu, Bichol Aitzurim, Bichol Abruin, Meisif Ava Limokin, Vititzvo Nafshe, Biyichme Tzori Leheva Mokin Boruchu, ביירה ביפרט משפרוסי בדרוסי וכרוסי כשיער חצמי לאחרת מהגופיס הדיש מהדלים וכל שכנו לאחס מהצוריס הטריס הנפרודיס מן הגלמים שלו נסחברו בגלמים כבר וימצא עצמי שהוא ככלימו לבושו וכלימו ריק וחוסן. So, from the Lashon HaRambam, at first blush, it appears that Ava Sabere, the mitzvah v'ata shemu lekecho, involves, implies, an obligation to study nature. And by studying nature, science, natural science, will be able to attain Avas Haber. How about studying Torah? As a medium, besides the mitzvah of a disabling or life. But to study Torah as a medium towards Avas Haber, it doesn't mention. It doesn't mention. But the Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Esed Gimel, he says, Mitzvah Gimel hi shetzibonu ba'avosi yisale b'zeh shenachshe b'mizbeinim b'mitzveiso u'mamoro v'poleiso ad shenasigeu b'nene b'asogos b'asogosei b'tachlis ha'anoi v'zoi si yo'avo ha'mchuyedes b'loshin sifri l'vishenema v'rafter Hashem l'kecho in idea k'itzadei v'samokei. How do you love God? Tamleimah v'hoyla advorim la'eli asher oneich nitzav chayim al lovecho shemitirkach atomakiras mishoma v'oyla. The same Maila Chazal that the Rambam mentions in Siddur Torah, but in Siddur Torah he mentions that in connection with the study of nature in respect to the Yisbeinus and nature, but in Sefer HaMitzvahs he mentions it primarily in connection with Yisbeinus b'teyo. He mentions nature too. But first he mentions his bainus and teo. Mitzvah gimel hi shetzivonu ba'avose yisale vizeh shenachshei viz bainin v'mitzveisof u'mamorok u'puleisof. So he mentions puleisof. But that's secondary. The primary thing is nachshei viz bainin v'mitzveisof u'mamorok. Then, after he was chishik and his bainin in the mitzvahs, the memorial Torah, then it is proper to be misbeinen in nature too. But to be misbeinen in nature without experience in the Torah, how is it conducive to the law of God? I mean, that seems very reasonable. It's self-evident. Still, the Rambam in the Siddur Torah doesn't seem to mention one word about his beinus and Machshavah in Torah. He talks in Yorach HaZok about Talmud Torah, Yorach HaTalmud Torah, from the point of view of Gisabihim Olayla Vishinanto Levanecho, but from the point of view of the medium thoughts, Avas Habere, in Yisede Atero, he doesn't seem to discuss. So the Kinasofrim mentions that Kash. And then he mentions Yisede Atero, he's been in the Maso, שמתרקח התומקיר עשמי שאומר בו יאירום. When the Rambam מספר המצווס mentions the Sifri, and the Sifri doesn't mention about his being people he saw. איך ידרך לעבי the Sifri raises the question, and the answer is, והיו הדבורים האלה, שמתרקח התומקיר עשמי שאומר בו יאירום. So how is it that the Rambam מלך הזוקו makes himself oblivious of that Sifri? Couldn't say he didn't know it. He mentions that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So that's the kasha raised by the Kinasofim. But it requires an explanation. I think that the Rambam does mention his beinus and machshavah in the Torah as the first thing that is indispensable towards the attainment of our sabirin. What does he mention? He says, Beichu hi aderech mi'avosei bi'osei b'shoshe yizbein odom b'masov u'bruov ha'mitloim. So he says masov and bruov. What is masov and bruov? As far as nature is concerned, so all of nature, the whole universe, comes within the expression of bruov, bruov ha'mitloim. What's masov? What's masov? Like Rambam was that type of a person who liked, you know, to use many shemes and adopting the Rambam. No one can say that the Rambam was indulged in shemes and adopting. The Rambam was so exact and so accurate. There isn't a superfluous word in the Rambam. All of a sudden, he has to say, she's been Odom, be Masav of Nafloin. Let him say Masav of Nafloin. Let him say Bruav of Nafloin. What for the purpose of effect? He was writing a composition in school, so he was interested in emphasizing it by beating it. That's not the derech of the Rambam. But I'm sure that when the Rambam says b'masov, he doesn't have reference to nature. Masov, he has reference to Torah. B'hamichtov ma'asei alikim, chorus alaluches. So the Torah itself is called Ma'aseh Elokim. So Ma'aseh means Torah. Ruach HaNifloim, he means nature. So when the Rambam says, B'shor she'iz bein odom, B'Ma'aseh, that's Torah. U'Ruach HaNifloim, that's nature. So it is in conformity to the Rosh Hashanah Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. There too he says, She'tzibonu ba'avos v'nisaleh v'zeh she'nachshev v'niz bein b'mitzveisof u'mamoro. Who plays off? That's Ruach HaNifloim. Achim Sigeu, Bineneh Vasegosei, Vitachlos HaNoim. I'm not the one who says it. The Radach in Yishaya says it in respect to the Posich, in Yishaya, Perikei, Posich, Yubeis. Royokina Vinedel, Tede Cholo, Vyayim, Yishayim. Vespera Vishem Liyabitu, Mas Yodov Lero. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that Kol Mishi Yochel Lechashit, Vitkufis mazolis vein lechashin over kosefein meyerespera dishem liyabitu masiyodof liro umasiyodof liro. So that means, if, as the Rambam explains in the Tshuva to the Chachmitzeya Talmid Rabbi Ephraim, so they asked him, what's the importance of studying astronomy? So he says, by studying astronomy in nature, so we can attain avas haber. So the Loshna Posik in Yishaya is Espeel Adishem Liyabitu Umash Yodot Liro. So the Radak says V'nikola Sokom V'nishteu V'shmio V'shmia Sanigun V'lo Yisasku V'cholviti Satnai V'ivriteiro V'vrichochmo She'in Peel Adishem. So Peel Adishem has reference to Torah. And then Umash Yodot Kakosu Talaluches Aseres Advorim Vein Klau Lechol Amitze Shibnod Lechaveirei Vishnod Lemokei. Because of the passage of Vamicht of Masi Alechim Chos Aluches. Apparently, the Rambam also agreed with the Pshat of the Radak, but with one difference. Whereas according to the Radak, so Peel Adishem, as well as Maisi Adesh, Peel Adishem Liabitu, Umaisiyod of Liro, both have reference to Torah, not to nature, according to the Rambam. Maisiyod of Liro has reference to Torah. Ramicht of Maisi Alikim, Choros Haluches, but Peel Adishem Liabitu, that has reference to nature. But when the Rambam says in the Sevi Ateo, in the Sevi Ateo, thank you. shoshim spinning odom. Be massive of work and employ my daily in the year of men kochmose, shame no erach will kate, me yadu eiv, um shabeach, um feo, um isave, tabogdeil o lida, Hashem agodeil. So when he says be massive, he means to, va michtov masi al keim, cholu salamuchemis, work and employ, he means nature. But first, in order to attain avas abelei, you have to be chishit and misbeinim. Oh, Palaiso! Then a Palaiso! But first it has to be Nachshe Viniz Beinein, be Mitzvahs of Mamo, then Palaiso! But if he starts contemplating upon nature, not without any contemplation into the Torah, without study of the Torah, then it's not conducive to have a Sabir at all. Nionu Godel mi Albert Einstein. Can anyone claim that he is as great a scientist as Albert Einstein? He is recognized as the greatest scientist in the last centuries, even greater than Newton. Did Albert Einstein attain Avos Habira? He did? No. Why not? He didn't study nature. He was ignorant in the study of nature. He was the greatest scientist in hundreds of years. But the study of nature by Albert Einstein was not conducive to Avos Habira in any way. In other way, why not? Because it wasn't preceded by Nachshon b'Mizbeinim b'Mitzvesof u'Mamoro. If it is preceded, if the study of nature, of science, of matter is preceded by the study of Torah, then the study of nature, the study not afke natural science, all science, social sciences, humanities, are conducive to Avos Habira. We'll soon see. There are some who feel that only the study of natural science, but I don't agree with them. Because many Rishenim mention Sheva Chochmas. Sheva Chochmas, the Rav Amiri, Rav Menachem Amiri, has a pirush on Mishle. In Mishle Perik Tes, there is a posik, Chochmas Bonso Beitzo, Beiso, Chotzvo Amudeo Shivo. Wisdom has built a home, and wisdom you the home, out of seven pillars. So the Miri says this has reference to the Sheva Chochmas. And what? And the Miri is not the only one who talks about Sheva Chochmas. There are many Rishonim who talk about Sheva Chochmas. And what are the Sheva Chochmas according to the Miri and the Rishonim? Even Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz in Yaris Bash talks about Sheva Chochmas. And he says the same thing that the Miri says in his Pirush HaMishle, except that Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz did not have the Miri's Pirush and Mishle. So Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz in Yaris Bash, as well as the Amiri and Mishle, say that the candelabrum in the Midrash with seven Eireis, with the Neil Maharogi being in the middle, and that was the central candle, is symbolic of the Sheva Chochmas. And in the Sheva Chochmas is included Chochmas HaTorah. And the Chochmas HaTorah is symbolized by the Neir Marobi, the central Neir, because all the other Neiris had to be painted, had to be directed towards the Neir Marobi. They had to draw their inspiration from the Neir Marobi. Torah had to be the guiding factor in everything. So that's symbolic of the Sheva Chochmas. And one of the Sheva Chochmas is Chochmas HaTorah. That's the central Chochmas. But the other Chochmas are also Chochmas. They are not the central. They are subordinate, but they are Chochmas. How can one have a negative attitude towards wisdom? It's ridiculous. And the Miri says the same thing. Now, what are the Sheva Chochmas? What do the Sheva Chochmas consist of? So the Sheva Chochmas consists, according to many Rishonim, I think it's probably an arbitrary classification, but there's no intrinsic significance in this classification. But arbitrary or not arbitrary, this is the way Rishonim classify it. The Sheva Chochmas consists One chokhmeh is chokhmas hatchuna. The other chokhmeh, chokhmeh number two, is chokhmas hateva. Why shouldn't a tchuna be included in chokhmas hateva? It's kash, all right. But anyway, we count, many rishonim count tchuna as one chokhmeh and chokhmas hateva as a second chokhmeh. And then another chokhmeh is what is called in modern terminology psychology. The Kirchas HaNefesh, Chochmas HaNefesh. There's the third Chochmeh. The fourth Chochmeh is Baruch Hayim. That was biology. The fourth Chochmeh. And then the fifth Chochmeh is music. And music is not natural science, it's not. Still, they call it Chochmeh, and it's included in the Sheva Chochmes, and of course, the central Neir, the Neir Marodi, symbolizes Chochmas HaTor, and one Chochmeh is Chochmeh Rikis, metaphysics about the potential and the Shomer and so on. So these are the seven Chochmes. So, the Meiri and other Rishayim, and Rabbinus Meibishitz, count music among the Sheva Chochmes. Music is not Chochmes HaTeva. So it seems that the Rishayim did not approve of that basic distinction between Chochmes HaTeva, natural science, and humanities. Music is a Chochmes. And the Goyen, so the Pasa Shulchan, in the Hakdomah to the Pasa Shulchan, he mentions in the name of the Goyen that Kol Chochmes Eilom Nitzchoches Litiroseinu Ukulis Bo Dikasha Yachsale Liodom Yad Achas Bichochmo Kin Yachsale Meir Yodes Biteiro. Very sharp expression. I would be afraid to use such an expression. I probably would be criticized. But the Goyen says it, so I'm allowed to quote it. Kasha Yachsale Liodom Yadachas b'chochme Yisraelon ken yechzor olei meyo yodeis b'teo. Alright, anyway, so that means that chochmes are not limited only to natural science. They include other branches of wisdom as well. And the Malbim, when he says that like Moshe, chochmes hateva, chochmes hafio, so he only mentions as emotional, as an example, but he doesn't mean to limit it to Chochmas HaTeva and to Chochmas HaOtor. So Mimele, of course, all the Chochmas, whether it's natural science, social science, humanities, even music, and the Goyen says that music is a higher Chochmah than any other Chochmah. Of course, the Goyen did not have reference to rock and roll music, that goes about too, and to jazz music. Maybe the Goyen had reference to Moshe Tzanigun, all right, Moshe Tzanigun, but he had reference to music, he didn't have reference to something else. So he might have had reference to Moshe Tzanigun, even though the Goyen was the chief misnagid, but he did not, I'm sure that the Goyen, even though he was the chief misnagid, he did not have a negative attitude towards Moshe Sanigun, Bikadem. So, but all these chochmos are conducive to Avas Abeire, provided they are studied as a supplement to Torah. But if they are not studied as a supplement to Torah, then they are not conducive to Avas Abeire. On the contrary, many of the scientists were very arrogant. Einstein was probably the greatest scientist in the modern times. But next to Einstein, Planck is considered as one of the leading scientists in modern times. And Planck was a Nazi. He even sent the letter of the Hohe to Albert Einstein. Why Albert Einstein does not submit to the Nazi ideology? Hear the chutzpah. But the Rambam says, Kitzat Yaderech Le'Avei בישור שיסבין במעשו כפרייסו, מיד הוא מסעד את הבגדלו. How is he מסעד את פואן כתב הגדלו לאיזה השם? He was dedicated to Hitler's idea of the German Reich. The answer is, Planck did not study nature, did not study physics as a supplement or complement to Torah. If it's studied, if nature is studied as a supplement or complement to Torah, then it is conducive to Avos Habayeh. But if it is not studied as a supplement to Torah, then it's conducive to arrogance. Albert Einstein was not arrogant, because Albert Einstein, for some reason, innately was a very ethical person. But otherwise, so that's why he was ethical. So Albert Einstein was an ethical person, and even if Albert Einstein had remained an illiterate person, he still would have been an ethical person. Because he was an ethical person. But the genius of Albert Einstein did not promote any morality, any ethics in Albert Einstein. When can the study of nature, science, humanities, and everything, music, be conducive to Avos Habayeh if they are studied as a supplement or complement to Torah? So this is what the Rambam says, Shenachshei b'nizbeinim b'nitzveisa from Amor. And it's interesting. The Rambam says, the Shenachshei b'nizbeinim b'nitzveisa from Amor v'pulesa. To study Torah and to study nature. Achenasigel. So he said, Nachshei b'nizbeinim. What is Nachshei and what is Nizbeinim? So I think that can be explained in conformity to what my mother, Zechen Al-Bruch, said. There are two approaches. There is the approach of the scientist who takes an interest in the specific, in the detail, and then there is the approach of the poet who is not interested in the specific, in the detail. He is only interested in the overall image. So the same thing is true of Torah. Because Torah and the universe are all created al Masi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal say that Nistakel B'Tirosei U'Boro Asironi. So the Torah represents the moral laws of the universe, even as science is expressive of the physical laws of the universe. So Torah is the manifestation of the moral laws of the universe. And I heard from my father, Zechen Lebrach, as pshat in the Medrash, Histakil b'tirosei u'boros on it. What does it mean, Histakil b'tirosei? You know, being the Stutki Pshutei, what does that mean, Histakil b'tirosei u'boros on it? So Reb Chaim said, we find that the Torah, the principles of the Torah, harmonize with the innate conscience in every human being. Innately, every human being, if he's a civilized human being, I'm not talking about Nazis, I mean, and those who are dedicated to bloodshed, but a decent, every decent human being innately feels that love of fellow man is a good thing. After the Rachamayo, it also says, after the Rachamayo, brotherly love is a sublime goal. And every decent human being feels that bloodshed is the most terrible thing. If somebody sheds blood, he's a fiend. And the Torah also declares that. Kilores v'yechupa kin bidam sheikrei, sheikre dam odom v'odom dominishof. So there is harmony between the principles of the Torah and human nature. Human nature, that's a manifestation of the laws of nature that the Ribbono Shel Olam instilled in the human side. So one could say, when the Ribbono Shel Olam revealed the Torah to the Jewish people from Moshe Rabbeinu, so he molded the Torah in order to conform to the laws of nature, to human nature, to natural law, as modern people call it. So Reb Chaim said, no. So the Midrash tells us, no. Don't think that the reason as to why there is harmony between human nature and the principles of the Torah is because the Rebbeinu Shalom molded the principles of the Torah, the laws of the Torah, in order to that they should conform to human nature. No, it's that way around. Why is human nature that way? Because when the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world, when the Rebbeinu Shalom created man, so he created the world according to a certain moral pattern. Which moral pattern? The moral pattern of the Torah. And the moral pattern of the Torah declared that categorical imperative, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lead an immoral life, love thy neighbor as thyself. Because of that, the Rebbeinu Shalom molded the human psyche in accordance with the pattern of the moral law of the universe. But the moral law of the universe preceded the creation of the Torah, of the world. So just as there are two approaches in approaching nature, the approach of the scientist and the approach of the poet, the scientist is interested only in the specific, in the detail, not in the overall image. And the poet is not interested in the specific, in the detail. He's only interested in the overall image of the forest, in the overall image of the garden. He's not interested in each specific flower. He doesn't put it under the microscope and separate it into its parts. He's only interested in the flower as a whole. It's beautiful. The flower is beautiful. But if he were to look at it under the microscope, it wouldn't look beautiful at all. It might look ugly to the poet. It looks beautiful when it's not put under the microscope. But under the microscope, I'm not so sure that anyone is impressed with the beauty of itself in the flower. I don't know. I'm not a scientist myself, so I don't know. But I'm not sure that a scientist, when he looks under the microscope, is impressed with the beauty of the flower. Only the overall image is beautiful. So in respect to the study of the Torah, there are also two approaches. There is the approach that is typical of the scientist. That is the prat, the one who delves into a sugya and realizes it. A certain sugya, he looks up the Rambam, looks up the Rashba, looks up the Ritva, looks up the Ram, and he notices all the difficulties, and he looks up at Rabbi Kvega, he looks up at Reb Chaim. There's the scientist approach. And then there is the poet's approach. Those who follow the Hayyim, they're not interested in the specific things, but they get a general notion of the Torah in its entirety. And because of that, one should not underestimate the importance of being involved in Daf Yomi, and one should not underestimate the importance of being involved in the study of the Perek Rambam, three Perekim Rambam a day. I mean, how one can study three Perekim Rambam each day. I couldn't do it. But it doesn't matter. One period, three Perekim, five Perekim, ten Perekim a day. Something is rubbed off. He gets the poet's impression of the beauty of Torah. So, in studying the Torah, we have to adopt both approaches. We cannot just spend all the years on five Gemaras. We have to be involved in the Daf Yomi Limud also. But side by side with the Daf Yomi Limud, there has to be a limud. Bipartite. So, in respect to nature, there is the approach of the scientist who is interested in the prat, not in the cloud. And there is the approach of the poet who is interested in the cloud, not in the prat. In Torah, too, there are the two approaches. So the Rambam begins that, before he begins the Agdome, he mentions the pasuk, Ozli Beish Be'abitel Kom Tisechon. Because he's going to discuss the mitzvah of Havas Abeirei and Kesati Aderech La'Avei Nachshev Nizbenim Mitzvah of Mamor of Upaleza. So first he says Nachshev, And then he says, Mizbeinu. What's the difference between Nachshav and Mizbeinu? Mizbeinu means contemplation upon the overall image of the mitzvah, the overall image of nature, not a specific thing. Nachshav means Machshav. That's the scientist approach. Now, in modern Hebrew, so a computer is called Mechashev. Why? Because the computer has the scientist approach. He is as far from being a poet, I mean, even more than I am far from being a poet, the computer. So the computer is called Mechashev, not his being. The computer is not his being in any way. He's only Mechashev. He's only Mechashev. So the Rambam says, Shetzivonu ba'avos in Yisale, vize shenachshev in Yisveine. The scientist approach, nachshev, in respect to Torah, and in respect to nature. Vin Yisveine, the poet's approach. The overall image, v'mitzveisof u'ma'amorov u'poleisof. You cannot attain avos abeire by simply spending all the years, 50 years, by just trying to analyze the same problem of Gemara in 5 Mesechtes, year after year, or 5 years after 5 years. It has to be coupled, the Biprote and the Bichole, and the study of nature. We cannot attain Avos Habire by emphasizing only the scientist approach. We have the scientist approach of an interest in the specific has to go hand in hand with the poet's approach, with an interest in the overall image of nature. So the part and the cloud, that's the reason why the Rambam says in as the preamble to the Agdome, Osle Beish be a biti al kol mitzvah. Is bainus in the overall image of the Torah, then one will become inspired to the beauty of the Torah. But it will only be mechashiv, not inspired. Then he will not attain avos habire. And then when he concludes the Rambam, the Hilchos Zohar, he says, Nishlemu Hilchos Melachim, B'inei Achivo Kulei, Boruch Shomar, in order to attain Avos Habire, we have to appreciate the part, the scientist's appreciation, and Bichole, the poet's appreciation. Just the scientist, not the poets. So then, he will not be able to attain. He will not be able to say. A scientist will never be able to say, Moravu Masach Hashem. Maybe Albert Einstein was able, because Albert Einstein had a sense for music, he played the violin, so he was able to say Morav Masach Hashem. But not because of his greatness in science was he able to appreciate the overall image of nature. So Boruch Sheomar Behoyo Eilom Bepoter Becholei. And then when the Rambam begins the mitzvah, if see that here, so the Rambam says, Mitzvah Eseh, Liseida Yisedeis, Viamuda Chochmeis, Leida Sheyesho Motzo Rishen, Vihu Mun Amtzi Komitzo, Vichol Amitzoi Mishamayim Veoretz, Lo Nimtzi Oelo Miyimtasi Motzoi. So it is pointed out why the Rambam become so poetic all of a sudden. Liseida Yisedeis, Viamuda Chochmeis, Leida Sheyesho Motzo Rishen, Vihu Mamtzi Komitzo, Bichol Anitzoyim, Mishamayim Vorets, Leinintzio Aluminintasimotze. So in the Forshim point out, and of course, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, Yiseida Yiseideis V'amuda Chochmeis, Leida Sheyesha Motzo Rishin. Leida Motzo Rishin. So the mitzvah, so some in the Forshim point out, that the mitzvah is not just the money. The mitzvah is Yidir. In the Rambam, in Meir Nivuchim, Book 1, Pericom Gimel discusses it. So in other words, if Rambam writes in Book 1, Pericom Gimel, that if one is capable, he has the mind, he has the intellectual prerequisites for understanding God, B'derech HaMeifes, as the Rambam calls it, So then he's mechuyach to do it. So the Rambam uses the lashon in Yisida Atiro. Yisida Rambam the Chochmis Leida Sheyein Shom Motzorish. The mitzvah is idea, not just the money, but idea. In Sifra Mitzvah, he says, Mitzvah Rishayin Oshem Istabino Lehamin B'mitzvah Sabina. So the Mephoshim point out the apparent discrepancy between the lashon Rambam and Yisida Atiro, where he emphasizes idea, and in Sifra Mitzvah, where he emphasizes money. So the Chaim Heller Zechen Levroche, in his Sifra Mitzvah, he translated the Sifra Mitzvah from Arabic in you. So there he points out that in the term that the Rambam uses in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which was translated into Lehamin in Arabic, means later also. Now, I'm not disagreeing on Reb Chaim Heller's. I'm just saying Pshat in Reb Chaim Heller's Pshat. Reb Chaim Heller doesn't mean that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Anichei Hashem Elokecha is essentially a mitzvah of Yedia, not a Mune, but the first translator of the Sefer HaMitzvahs did not translate it correctly. The Rambam himself says in Book 1, Perek Lamed Gimel, that the mitzvah vis-a-vis the average person who is not a philosopher, who is not a scientist, who is not capable, you know, of understanding Mitzvah HaBeiri B'derech HaMeitzes, so his mitzvah needs to be mami, without science, without philosophy. So that's the essential thing. But, Rambam says, if somebody has all the intellectual prerequisites to prove Mitzvah HaBeiri B'derech HaMeitzes, so that is also included in the mitzvah of Anichei Hashem Elokecha. But the primary aspect of Anichei Hashem Elokecha is emune. So mele, in Arabic, the Rambam used the term, the Rambam was very exact and very accurate, as the Chaim Heller points out. He used the word in Arabic that means both. It means yidia, understanding, scientific understanding, and means emune, faith. And yidia itself also has both meanings. When the Rambam says, Nisida Atiro, Nisisese Leida Sheisham Rishi. So it doesn't mean just scientific knowledge. It means emune and scientific knowledge. It couldn't mean anything else, because emune by itself, without emune by itself, means everything. The Gemara says in Makkos, Tayag mitzvahs nemru lemeishe misinai, bo yishaye ve'midon olsheich, ach bo chavakuk ve'midon olachas, shenemar v'tzavik b'munose yichye. What does it mean, chas v'sholem? That Yishaye, Dobid, I mean Habakkuk, Amos, they reformed the Torah, they reduced the Torah from 613 commandments to 6 commandments, to 3 commandments, to 1 commandment, Chas V'Sholem. It's a question, so as the Sefer Yikolim says, it's a question of classification. But the 11 principles mentioned by Dobid, Mizmor Dobid, are included all Tayag mitzvahs. Rav Tzadi Goyen wrote a special sefer in which he points out how all of the Tayag mitzvahs are embraced within the Aseres Adibreis. So, Hachebo Chavakuk Ve'midon Alachas, Shenema V'tzadik Ve'mnosi Yichye. So what does it mean, V'tzadik Ve'mnosi Yichye? V'tzadik Ve'mnosi Yichye, does it mean that only one mitzvah? No. A maimon doesn't mean one who has faith in God. Maimon means one who believes in the Rebbeinu Shalom, believes in the Torah, and is motivated by his faith in God, by his faith in the Torah. What's the term of emune? Grammatically, it is derived from omein, to train, by yeiminus hadaso. He trained, he raised hadaso. So emune means training. Emune means that faith in the Torah motivates my behavior. It determines my behavior, but just naked emunah that doesn't motivate by my behavior, does not motivate my behavior, is not emunah. Tzadik b'emunah se yichye. He has to live according to his emunah. So, the term Yediyah itself includes Emunah and includes more than Emunah. It includes Emunah and vis-a-vis a person who has all the intellectual prerequisites, so it includes the element of thinking, of rational thinking, scientific thinking, philosophical thinking. But vis-a-vis an average person, it only means Emunah without scientific and philosophical thinking. But it includes the element of behavior. That's why the Rambam, before Hilchas Yisrei HaTorah in the preamble, he mentions the passage, because if a person believes in God, but he doesn't take an overall image of the Torah of all the mitzvahs, of mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs leis asay, what kind of yediyah is it? What does the Navi Yom say? Koyom Ad Hashem, Al Yisalel Chochom B'Chochmosoi, Val Yisalel Gideo B'Gvorosoi, Chim Bozois Yisalel Ham Yisalel, Haskil V'Yodei Yisim Yom Ad Hashem, Ke Ani Ad Hashem Moises Doko Chesed U'Mishpot Boretz, Ki Bo Eyo Echofatzti. See, Chim Bozois Yisalel Ham Yisalel, Haskil V'Yodei Yisim. So one thing, Haskil V'Yodei Yisim, he knows philosophy, he knows science, I mean, he got a Nobel Prize in science. No. Kimbozois Yisalel HaMisalel Haskel Yadei Sinim Arishem Kami Arishem Oysed Doko V'Cheset U'Mishpot Boaz Kiboyel HaFatzni. Some male at Rambam, before he starts with his Yisida Torah, discussing the mitzvah of Yediyah, which includes Emunah, but it doesn't include only Emunah, it includes dedication to Chesed and Tzedakah and Mishpat, Misheich Chazdecho Lidecho, Bitzikosho Yishrei. If somebody is not dedicated to Chesed and to Tzedek, so with all the philosophy that he knows and all the science and all the knowledge of the Torah itself, even if he's a Bokim Bishas Babavi or Shaun Sapor Sipriti Sefe, but if he's not dedicated to Chesed and to Tzedek, if it's not Misheich Chazdecho Leidecha Vititkosho Mishalei Sof Patevel, it's no idea. Kim Bezeis Yisalel HaMisalel Haskil B'Yodea Yisi Niyum Adishem Kani Adishem Uyses Doko Chesed U'Mishpot Boretz Ki Bo'ele Chofatzti Niyum Adishem. And then after he concludes the Yod HaChazoko, so he says Nishli Muhilchas Nuchim V'ine Yachibo Kulei Boruch Shoma, Boroyo Elon, Bipotei, or Bechlovi. If we want to attain in Abbas Abirei, so we have to contemplate in a general way on nature and contemplate in a general way, and that's the primary thing, Abin Torah, and of course, we have to be Mechashif also. We have to be Mechashif in Proteus on nature, and be Mechashif in Proteus in detail on the Torah. That's the most important thing. With mitzvah gimel he shetzibonu ba'avosi yisalei yizeshenachshei b'nizbeinim b'nizveisov u'mamoro u'pereisov ad sheyasin nasideu b'nene b'asagosei u'vitachlis ha'anot. So this is the end of the so-called psiche to my lecture. So now I'm in dilemma. I don't know what to do. Well, I was given an hour and a half, so it means that I still have 20 minutes. All right? Now, I mentioned briefly the five perspectives, so I think I don't have to discuss in the text itself of the Shia perspective number one, because I think that in the psyche it was already discussed, perspective number one. Perspective number one consists of the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah. The study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avos Aviv. Now, perspective number two. The study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is conducive to Yishuv Elam or Yishuv Medina, or the upbuilding of the world. What's the mocha for that? Now, there is a Mishnah Novice. Yofet Talmuto in their heart. So, many people say the Acheret means a job. If it means only a job, so then suppose he has a Yerusha of $1 million, so then he doesn't have to be involved in the Acheret. And what if he has a Shver, a good Shver, who gives him a big cast? So then he doesn't have to be also in the Acheret. But the Chimshir Ripper Hirsch had another Pshat. In their hearts. Their hearts, he said, Rav Shimshon Ripper Hirsch, is not limited only to a job, the source of life. That's included in their hearts. But their hearts, Rav Shimshon Ripper Hirsch said, means progress, everything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world. But this is Rav Shimshon Ripper Hirsch's job. But Rav Dovid Hanogit, the grandson of the Rambam, has a Hirsch. And Pirkei Avos, I have it in the Maran Kene. So he says the same thing that Rav Shimshon Ripper Hirsch says. That Yofet Talmuteo in the Acheretz means not only a job, that's one element, but it means every endeavor that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world. And of course, the study of all the sciences, whether it's natural sciences, or social sciences, or humanities, are conducive to upbuilding of the world. Again, because music is also conducive to the upbuilding of the world, even though all the Jewish historians, so they say that the Rambam had a negative attitude towards music, the Rambam had a negative attitude towards poetry, the Rambam had a negative attitude towards history, the Rambam had a negative attitude towards literature, towards everything. The Rambam only had the positive attitude towards mathematics and science and philosophy. But, like this is, right, he had no sense for arts, for music, for poetry. It's not true. It's a billboard in the Rambam. I don't know where they picked it up. From the birds, I suppose, they picked it up. It's not the Rambam Shite. The Rambam, I have it in the Maran Kindness. I don't want, because I only have 15 minutes left, so I can't go over the whole thing. But the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishneh, a novice, Perikalef Mishneh Yitzayim, V'loi Motsosi Kol Yoma Yidalter Nechachomim, V'loi Motsosi Laguf, Yeisot Teiv Nishtike. So the Rambam says, briefly, he says, the Dibur, and when the Rambam says Dibur, he doesn't mean just talking with the mouth. He means talking with the mouth or with the pen, I mean, and studying dibur. That's all contained in dibur. So he says there are several types of dibur. There is a dibur hamitzuveh. Dibur hamitzuveh is the dibur like limud Torah, that's dibur hamitzuveh. Or kriya shma, that's is mitzuveh. It's not a rishus. It's not a mitzvah kiyumus. It's a mitzvah kiyumus. And then there is dibur ha'oser, like klolen, yibupel, shihora, and so on. And in the shekel. And then there is a dibur that is neutral. It's not mumos, it's not despicable, it's not nea, just neutral. It's mal neutral. Like the talk of most people, you know, talk, this, that, I mean, what kind of an apartment I have, how much rent I pay, I mean, it's not necessary to the upbuilding of the world. The world will run its course anyway without the talk. That's the dibur that you see if you read in the newspapers and the articles, I mean, and on the media and television and radio. So it's not conducive to the upbuilding of the world. And then there is dibur ha'ne'av. Dibur ha'ne'av, it's not imperative, but it's proper. Is dibur in the myres midis? Asich, Myles Asichlias and Myles Hamidias. In other words, any Shia that discusses the importance of generosity, of chesed, of honesty, of integrity, of any shiur or story that depicts the evil quality of arrogance and so on, he says, is me'av and should be studied. So when the Rambam mentions something negative against shira, he has reference, as the Maratz Chaya says, he has reference to vulgar poetry, like the poetry of certain Arabs. In those days, you also had pornography and vulgar poetry and vulgar literature. But the Rambam never had reference to good literature. What is the Rambam? The Rambam in his letter to Shmuel ibn Tibben. So he advises him what he should spend his time. So he says he should spend his time on studying Aristotle and studying Plato. He says Plato is very profound, like Aristotle is Chokhmas Teva, metaphysics. But Plato, with Anir's deity, is more humanistic sciences, the natural science, Plato. So still, the Rambam had a positive attitude, and the Rambam even, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, he even criticizes certain Jews who have a very peculiar approach. When they hear a certain shiur in Arabic, even though the shiur is of high caliber, because it is expressive of certain, of certain good qualities, or the gnai of certain evil qualities, so they criticize that person. But if the shiur is sung in Rosh Hashanah Kodesh, then it's kosher. So he says it doesn't make any difference whether it's in Arabic or Rosh Hashanah Kodesh, on the contrary, if the shiur is of Hebrew animus, so then when it is recited, chanted, or sung in Rosh Hashanah Kodesh, it's even more animus, because you take such a holy language and you abuse it. So the Rambam never had a negative attitude towards poetry, towards history. He never had such a negative attitude. Anyway, so anything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world, to the upbuilding of the world, comes within their hearts. As Rav Shimshon before her said, the Advention of the Rambam, Rav David Anogid, in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, and the Mishneh of Yofet Talmud Torah, the Acharis, emphasizes that fact. I cannot go over the Lashon of Rav David Anogid, but you look it up, so you'll see that he says that explicitly. Now, where is the Mokeh? That the study of anything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world comes within their hearts. So that's a gemore in Brochas Daf Lamed Hei. Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Yosafto Digonecho, Hanig Ben Minag Der Hearts, Shi Odom Chirish Bisho Shevin Odom Chirishim, Viniteya Shevin Odom Shevin Odom Leitim, Veidia Bisho Shevin Odom Eirim. So, Hanig Ben Minag Der Hearts, what's the meaning of the hearts? So again, many people assume that the Acharetz here means Ijal, Panos, but that's a very narrow view of the Acharetz. I think that Rav Shimshon Rifol Hirsch is right, and Rav David Anogi says that, and the Rambam in his Pirush and Pirkei Avos says the same thing.